So we've just finished the Future of Europe debate in the Hemicycle. And one issue that came up in Juncker, in President Juncker's response, was to remember not to just focus on France and Germany, that there are 28 member states in the European Union that are all equal members. And this, I know, is a subject you've been keen for Macron to bear in mind as well. How do you rate his opening remarks in terms of keeping that idea at heart?
Well, firstly, I think the speech is very welcome. We're clearly dealing with a pro-European leader, someone who's got great fire in his belly, someone who emotionally wants Europe to succeed, isn't looking to the past per se, but is aware of the past in trying to shape out a new future for the European Union, and is bold in the things he's saying. He's prepared to challenge, he's prepared to debate. He believes, I think, that if you put options before people, that the centre ground of Europe can fight back. And I think what we need to do, looking at the last 10 years, is fight back in terms of the centre ground, in making sure that the pro-European political instinct, which really drove Europe from the 1950s on, gets its mojo back and gets its political compass back. And Macron, more than anyone, I think, gives fresh hope to that ideal. However, in the middle of all that, he is very clear in his ambition to strike deals with Germany, and that they would be the kind of powerhouse in the new European Union, in a European Union without the British, a European Union that goes to 27, a European Union that has to stand up to the kind of Trump protectionism that we're seeing, a European Union that has to be a flag bearer for climate action, for a new trade policy with the rest of the world, that is also aware of its own limitations on migration and security risks. So I think he needs to keep reminding himself that this is a European Union of 27. It's a European Union of big and small member states. Of course, find some accommodation with Germany, but don't let that be the all-encompassing political ambition. Try to build from the centre out. And in doing that, make sure that the ideas you have are not going to radically affect or alter the circumstances for people in smaller member states. On digital tax, for instance, it's a major issue in Ireland. The whole integration of the corporate tax policy is where we could lose out significantly. And I think that key message must be understood by Macron and others, is that no member state can be forced to do something that it does not want to do, or forced to do something that it's detrimental to its own people. And he did say in his speech, interestingly, or at least in a reply to a question, if that means some member states doing things, going off on their own to do things without one member